AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Special Counsel Jack Smith is filing a new indictment against former President Donald Trump. It involves attempts to undo the 2020 election and narrows the allegations against Trump following a Supreme Court opinion that gives broad immunity on former presidents. The new indictment removes a section that dealt with Trump's interactions with the Justice Department. The indictment retained the allegations Trump attempted to pressure then-Vice President Mike Pence to refuse to certify the electoral vote count. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, campaigned today in Michigan with a message for Kamala Harris.
The message from this crowd and this state of Michigan is you had your chance, you failed, and we're not giving you a promotion. And Donald J. Trump is coming back to clean up your mess, Kamala Harris, and it's going to start right here in the state of Michigan.
More than 200 staffers for four previous Republican presidential nominees are endorsing Kamala Harris, saying a second term for Donald Trump will hurt real, everyday people. For a second day in a row, the central part of the country is feeling the heat. Josh Weiss is at the National Weather Service.
We're looking at high temperatures that are going to be approaching 100 degrees in some areas in the vicinity of Chicago, Illinois, and other parts of Illinois through Ohio, with heat indices that may be exceeding 110 degrees in some places as far south as the Tennessee Valley and towards the Gulf Coast.
An Indiana zoo cut its hours while the Chicago Zoo gave animals ice treats. One Chicago church collected thousands of bottles of water to give away. Russia fired dozens of missiles and drones across Ukraine for second day, including some that Ukraine's president said were shot down by Western-supplied F-16 fighter jets before they reached their targets. The onslaught killed at least five people in Ukraine, destroying a hotel, homes, and residential buildings. Wall Street stocks finished higher, the Dow up almost 10 points. This is AP News. Two workers were killed in an explosion at a Delta maintenance facility near Atlanta-Hartsfield Airport.
The airline says it's working with authorities to investigate what happened, citing unnamed sources. WSB-TV reports that a tire on a plane exploded early Tuesday morning. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that several Atlanta fire units and police went to the scene at the maintenance hangar near Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta Airport early this morning. Delta says in a statement that it's heartbroken and it's working with local authorities to investigate what happened at the wheel and brake shop. I'm Shelley Adler.
Authorities are investigating the killing of a Colorado dog breeder and are trying to find as many as 10 Doberman puppies missing from his business. The local sheriff says they've not determined a motive for last week's killing of Paul Peavy, but finding the missing puppies could help solve this homicide. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.